This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
Not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. As we were leaving, I was just telling you about my great buddies at Tangible Investments. I want to make sure that I get their offer out. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show, and they want to prove to you that once you've dealt with Tangible, you will never deal with any other gold dealer ever again. So call now and find out if you qualify for a $199 gold coin free, a gift from them. If you are a qualified client who's ever bought gold and silver and have the receipt to prove it, Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions, billions with a B. How's that for credibility? CEO, a good friend of mine for 15 years, quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. And if you never understood gold before, you ought to understand it now. It just went up for the fourth month in a row as we close January today. Gold is flying. And who's buying most of it? Central banks on a buying spree, the most in 50 years. The smartest people in the world, central bankers, brilliant Ivy League economists who run billions, if not trillions of dollars for countries all around the world, and they're buying gold with both fists because they know what's coming, a debt crisis. And it's going to come, I promise you. And you want to own gold because a little brick might be worth as much as the damn Empire State Building if this thing comes to fro. Call my friends at Tangible and see if you qualify for the $199 gold coin gift free. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. All right, straight to my guest. Very rare for me to do this. Doug Papa was my guest yesterday on national radio, on USA Radio. He's a U.S. Army military police veteran, former law enforcement officer, criminal investigator, private sector security and investigations professional. His website's BaltimorePostExaminer.com. And I must tell you, he's done the most bang-up, dogged job of any journalist in America on the topic of the Vegas massacre. I don't know what happened. All I've ever said, I've never said I knew. All I've ever said about the Vegas massacre is it stinks to high heaven. We've been lying to the FBI, the police, the government, everybody involved is lied. None of it makes sense. And now we get an FBI report. The final report took 16 months to come out, and it's exactly three pages. Sandy Hook, that terrible tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, was the FBI report was 1,500 pages long. This is three pages for the worst mass shooting in the history of America. Can you explain this, Doug Papa? Is there any way to explain what's happened?
No. The only way I can explain, I don't work for the FBI. The only thing I'm thinking is when they get all these psychologists and clinical psychologists and experts together, they put everything in a big ball, you know, big ball of wax. They look at his lifestyle. Maybe they couldn't agree on why, you know, if they all didn't agree, then maybe that's why they came with no motive. But
and he being Stephen Paddock, the guy who supposedly did all of the shooting, 100% of it, and I agree he was the shooter. I just don't have any idea if he was alone because, listen, Doug, I don't know if you've interviewed a lot of the victims, but I've interviewed a lot of the people. A lot of them have called my show. A lot of them have emailed me who were there at the, you know, at the grounds of that country music event in Vegas on October 1st, 2017. And every single person I've interviewed says, Wayne, I'm not an idiot. I'm not crazy. I don't have tinfoil hats. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. There were multiple shooters. I saw it with my own eyes. There were multiple shooters, and the FBI says one shooter, and that's it. Every person I've interviewed said multiple shooters from multiple directions. What did you hear?
I heard the same thing. I get a lot of calls and emails over the past year from people, and they even want to send me videos and stuff. And I look at some of the videos, and I stopped looking at them last year because I'm not an expert in digital analysis.
Right, they could have been, they could have been played with. Right. I get it.
Right.
I get it.
So, you know,
right.
Some of them are, they say this is original and it looks, you know, a little suspicious, but I can't tell if it's a shadow coming off a plane or a light from somewhere else. But, you know, I've spoken to people, and some of the survivors, and some of them said they, you know, they thought there was more than one shooter. I mean, you got to remember, Wayne, when this thing started, I think I talked about this yesterday for a little bit. Even the police officers in the venue thought there was shots fired in there because they said we have active shooters inside the venue, and they also thought it was coming from the Mandalay Bay. Now, about a minute or so, that kind of wore off, and everybody kind of focused on they were saying the shots were coming from the Mandalay Bay. But, you know, but at this point, who knows? And I said this yesterday. Yeah, you know, I was been defending the FBI for over a year. You know, people said a lot of stuff about them with this and stuff. And I said, let's wait till the report comes out. Now, unless I heard Aaron Rouse say something that he didn't say, I was under the impression that we were going to get basically two reports, the BAU report, the Behavioral Analysis Unit, which came out yesterday, the 2.5 pages. And then I thought we were going to get their results of their criminal their investigative report, just like something like Metro did. What I thought would be much more extensive only because the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department relied on their forensic analysis page after page in their final report for the ballistics. The bullet came out of Paddock's gun, and, you know, and it matched the handgun. But what they haven't said in that police report, and that's what I was waiting for the FBI to come out for, is did every projectile, that's what they call it, every bullet that came out of the deceased bodies, the victims who were shot, the grounds, any, now some of them, of course, they're going to be so messed up, the bullet, you're not going to be able to get identification on it, but not all of them. Okay? We haven't seen any analysis.
Did they come from the shooter in that room, right? That's what you want to know, from the guns in that room.
That's right. I want to make sure that all those bullets that were examined, that could be examined, did they all match the firearms from the room? Now, what they did in the room is they matched the cartridge cases. That's in the police report. They matched the cartridge cases found in the room to the guns, and they said all the cartridge cases found in the room match the weapons in the room. But I'm not interested in that. I want to know about the bullets, because if a weapon was fired outside of that room, even if it was just two or three shots, whatever, okay, then it wouldn't match the weapons in the room.
So wait, so stop. Let me ask you a question. Here's a layman's question. You're the professional. I'm the layman. Why wouldn't the FBI release those findings?
They didn't release anything. Now, right. I got an email this morning from a guy who said, I read your story last night and you're a stupid idiot. That's not their final report. We're going to get that. And I just sent an email back to him. I don't know who this guy was.
It was the final report. That was the final report.
And that's what I said. I said, listen, if you're saying there's going to be a second report, then didn't they release everything yesterday? All the news agencies are calling, that's their final report, is this right. Announced report.
And by the way, waited 16 months for it. We waited 16 months for a 3-page final report, and it is the final report. They always said this was going to be the final report, and the case is closed. Even President Trump announced how disappointed he was. Although he praised the FBI, he was disappointed that they couldn't come to any conclusion and tell us why the guy did it, which I think is just amazing. But, Doug, you need to tell the people, you know, Wayne Root's not crazy. I write for the Las Vegas Review Journal, right, which is the biggest paper in the city, the biggest paper in the state, and the 16th biggest newspaper in the United States of America. And my newspaper fought like cornered wolverines, like animals, to get the police to release anything. They didn't want to release anything. Coroner reports, bullet reports, the traffic on the police radios, nothing. They wanted to release, as Sergeant Schultz of Hogan's Heroes would say, nothing. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I know nothing. And guess what? We know nothing after 16 months. We know absolutely nothing new that we wouldn't have known the day after this whole thing began. Am I right?
Yes. And I look at it this way. I look at things different than most people look at. I always look at it from the investigative standpoint. I want to see the results. And when people start telling me in an investigation, you're not going to get this, or you have to fight tooth and nail to get it through subpoena, well, red flags went up with me last year. Why? You know, what? Once the case was closed, in essence, it was closed August 3rd of last year when Metro said, here's our final report. Okay, everything should be coming out. Now, remember, earlier this month, Sheriff Joe Lombardo put a press release out, the LVMPD, that the they're not going to release any more of the court-ordered documents and stuff they were ordered to release. They said, we're going to look at it. We think everything's, well, everything's not released. I know there's people checking. I've been keeping track of
the. Well, I know that. Aren't you the one that told my audience yesterday on national radio that the FBI report is embarrassing and disgraceful, I believe you called it. The police report, the LVMPD, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department report, in its own way is horrible as well. It was filled with errors. It looked sloppy. It looked like no one even cared if anybody was ever going to read it, right?
That was put out hastily, I believe, because they wanted to get it out and move along with the program. And real quick, I did several stories on the mistakes, but here's one of the mistakes in there. It was one of the nights they said Paddock was gambling continuously from like 6 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning, continuously in the casino. Well, when I was doing the research and looking at all the evidence stuff, even in their own report, well, but 1 o'clock in the morning to 2:30 in the morning, well, he's gambling continuously. His key was used multiple times for an hour and a half going into his room. Now, why the hell would you release a final report, 58 people dead, almost 500 wounded, and they contradicted themselves? I mean, one page says that, the next page says something else. There are times that were different. There were other instances in there that were different. I think they hastily put it together to get it out because they wanted to move on with the program and forget about what happened. The FBI reports, it's a disgrace. I spoke to a retired FBI agent I know today, and I said, you know, what's going on? And he says, and he's been retired for many years, and he said, here's what's going on. The I in FBI has been deleted. It's all been politicized on everything that's going on today. The integrity, you know, fidelity, bravery, integrity, he goes, the I is gone. He can't figure this out.
I think it stands for? FBI stands for Fire Bureau Immediately. They should all be fired. You know, because here's the thing, and we're going to keep Doug over, and we got more to discuss with him for the next segment or two. But here's the thing. If only the FBI was told that Stephen Paddock and his girlfriend Mary Lou Danley were Republicans and fans of Trump or friends of Trump or employed by Trump, they would have sent the entire FBI, and they would have sweated Mary Lou Danley for 100 hours of negotiating. They would have waterboarded her. They would have raided her at 5 in the morning with 100 FBI agents with the biggest guns the FBI has, with night vision goggles and armor. And then they would have tortured her. I'm telling you, she would have been waterboarded, and they would have threatened her with life in prison if she was a Trump fan. But instead, they did nothing. And she was in the Philippines. She just happened to get away days before the shooting of her boyfriend, and he sent her $100,000. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed. Or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipts to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. By the way, Newsmax TV, the show is so popular, they're now running it twice a day. 8 o'clock East Coast time each night live, which is 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. And then the next day it runs, it reruns at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. You can also watch the show not just on DirecTV and not just on Dish TV and not just on cable like Comcast Xfinity and UVerse and Verizon Fios, but you can also watch it on Newsmax. NewsmaxTV.com. Go to your computer, your desktop, your laptop, click on NewsmaxTV.com, and then click on Watch Live Now, and boom, you're watching my show. So if you don't get it on cable, you don't get it on satellite, you're watching on the computer. Or get Newsmax TV's free app. Just go to the App Store and get Newsmax TV, and you get to watch my show free on your cell phone anytime you want. Sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. But all you have to remember is VRA. Simple, three letters. VRA, 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 VRA. VRA, 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 VRA. I believe in branding. VRA, VRA, VRA. My good friend Kip Herods, three letters, K-I-P, 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 is the founder of VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. It's the top-performing global investment economic newsletter you will ever find. VRA newsletter has beaten Wall Street 15 out of 16 years it's been in existence. He's known as the Nostradamus of investing. The guy has a crystal ball and he's amazing. But don't take my word for it. You know, if you weren't there, and I was there for 15 out of those 16 years, and I saw nothing but winners, the guy's amazing. But don't take my word for it. Just get 2 weeks free right now. Go to VRAinsider.com. He made up that website just for the people who are fans of Wade Root and watching and listening to my show. That's it. Nobody else gets it. No one else knows it exists. VRAinsider.com. Click on it and tell them Wade Root sent you and you want 2 weeks free. And that's it. You're in for 2 weeks free. Check it out. The guy's amazing. Every morning I look forward to his report because I know what's happening in the economy. Back with Doug Papa, U.S. military police veteran, former law enforcement officer. His website's BaltimorePostExaminer.com. And so, Doug, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
Jesus Campos, I mentioned this on my radio show yesterday. His whole story stinks to high heaven. Here's a guy that got shot and would not stop talking, MGM, about how he was shot. He's a hero. He was shot. He's a hero. And then he appears a month later on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, the only interview he's ever done with a comedian who has slot machines with her name on them at MGM casinos. And she gives him a softball interview, and he comes out limping with a cane. But now we find out, not now, but I mean from the beginning we've known, he left the country within 48 hours of being shot. He needed a cane and he limped a month later on the comedian show, but 2 days after the worst mass shooting in the history of America, the only witness to it who stumbled upon it, left the country. The FBI let him leave the country. That's amazing. He drove to Mexico. That's like a 12-hour drive with a supposedly shot hip or leg. And then he needed to limp a month later. It all seems like a scam to me. I don't know, Doug. The whole thing makes no sense.
He wasn't, it wasn't a serious injury. Yeah, remember that night, it was 2 or 3 hours after he was shot where they finally told him to go to the hospital. There was one of the medics there that looked at it. The police report said it was a fragment. But getting back to Campos, got a lot of
details. Yeah, but so why did he need to limp and a cane a month later on the Ellen DeGeneres Show? Because MGM was scamming people. Obviously, they wanted you to feel bad for this guy and feel bad for MGM and believe everybody involved is a hero. It was all about Hollywood messaging, right?
It was a public relations stunt because they knew, or they should have known, that his negligence that night, had he done his job correctly, may have changed the entire course of events that night. Remember, this is the guy that's in the 32nd floor stairwell trying to get into the 32nd floor to check on an open door, and the fire stairwell door, he reports, is locked. He can't get in. He doesn't call in. He just walks away, goes down, goes up. He's now on the 32nd floor, walking down the hall towards Paddock's room. Obviously, Paddock didn't see him because he's going into the fire stairwell vestibule door immediately adjacent to 32 and 35. Some reason Paddock didn't see him. He now goes in. He sees the bracket drilled into the door with screws. Calls security. Security says, call maintenance. He hangs up and calls maintenance. They connect him with this Allsbury guy, the maintenance supervisor. While he's on the phone with Shannon Allsbury, he's hearing drilling noises. He tells that to Shannon Allsbury. Shannon Allsbury said that to the police during his interview. Now look at this. 2 and 2 equals 4. You see a bracket drilled in the door with screws. You hear drilling coming from 32 and 35. What does this guy do? Absolutely nothing. He walks away down the hall. When he's walking down the hall away from the room is when he gets hit in the leg. What he should have done immediately was call that in when he was in the 32nd floor stairwell. And I said, I got a fire door that's not open. That's a major, major hazard in the casino industry. And then when he hears the drilling noises, he should have been called in and he should have investigated, knocked on the door. He could also do a welfare check on the Nevada Innkeeper Law to go with.
Hey, Doug, hold on. Hear the music. We're running to a break, but I want to hold over. First ever guest on my national TV show, 3 segments. I wanted to hold you over to the 3rd segment, so stick with us for just a minute. When we get back, there's so much more to discuss. One of the big ones is who handled this case for the Vegas police. I want America to find out. Homicide didn't handle it. We'll be right back with Doug Papa, Wayne Allen Root.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump expressed optimism about the high-level talks going on with China over trade.
And it will be the biggest trade deal by far, but it will also be the biggest deal ever made. The two largest countries.
Also at the White House on Thursday, President Trump's war of words continued over border funding and a border wall with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. You can forget it. Our country is going to be a very unsafe place. If you go to Tijuana and you take down that wall, you will have so many people coming into our country that Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall.
The unseasonably cold temperatures up and down the East Coast and in the Midwest are expected to last another 24 hours. Highs over the weekend, though, expected to be 40 degrees in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that
that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show, Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio, all of our affiliates all over the great United States. If you're watching on TV, just remember you get 3 hours a day of Wayne Root on USA Radio Network. All you have to do is go to usaradio.com and click on Listen Live Now, and boom, you've got it on your computer, or get the USA Radio app and you got it on your phone, or just go to iHeartRadio where you can, on demand, get any of my shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it doesn't have to be 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 3 to 6 West. You can listen anytime at iHeartRadio to the previous day's show, any segment of the show, 24 hours a day on demand, the Wayne Allen Root Show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Cenogenics. Anybody who watches this show knows that I'm a huge fan of Cenogenics. Trump's making America great again. Cenogenics is making Americans great again, one American at a time, and they've made Wayne Allen Root great again. They are my fountain of youth, I call them. Anybody who watches this show knows I look years younger because of what they did for me. They took all the blood tests, and I was the healthiest guy in the world, I thought, and I was shocked to see I had all kinds of problems wrong with me. And they just explained, don't worry about it, man. Every guy over the age of 50 has all kinds of problems. That's when all the problems start. And that's why so many men are dead in their 60s and many more in their 70s. The average lifespan for a guy, I think, is 75, 76 at this point. For a woman, it's a few years longer. But guys die in their 70s, and lots of them die in their 60s. And why? Because they didn't take care of themselves in their 50s. And so I'm 57 now, and lots of problems were developing. Cenogenics either cured them all. Cured's a funny word. They either reversed them all, or they dramatically made them better. But most of them are just gone. That's amazing. So thank you, Cenogenics. You are a magician. You are my fountain of youth. Give them a call. Let them make you great again the way they made Wayne Root great again. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, Younger, opposite of older. You want to be younger? Call 888-YOUNGER, free confidential consultation, no obligation of any kind, or you could just email them and set up the consultation for free at cenogenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. All right, we've got Doug Papa, first ever guest I've kept for three segments, which means there won't be a lot of calls tonight, just the last segment, but it's that important. We're talking about the Vegas massacre. He's done the best bang-up job reporting this thing. His website is BaltimorePostExaminer.com, and it's a great honor to bring his expertise and his observations to all of you. Doug Papa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
So I want people to understand some of the outrageous things about the whole Vegas massacre. Number one, you just never heard this in the news. There were, I believe you said, 8 armed police officers and Mandalay security officers one floor below while people were being shot and killed by the hundreds, because there were 58 killed, but there were over 500 injured. By the hundreds, they were being shot, and you could hear on the cameras, boom, boom, boom. Well, they stood there and cowered and did absolutely nothing, never attempted to distract him or shoot him or charge him, risk their own lives, nothing. They were just cowards. Am I exaggerating in any way, Doug?
No, it was the biggest catastrophic failure by armed security personnel and police to an active shooter incident in my lifetime. You had two police officers on the 31st floor with three armed Mandalay Bay assistant security managers, plus you had the security operations manager armed on the 32nd floor with two armed Mandalay Bay bike patrol officers neither one of them, anybody, made any attempt to intervene while people were being killed. It's a freaking disgrace.
All right, now let's shift to the police department. No one's ever heard this one. The actual breach of the room, which these guys never did, neither security or police ever thought that they should breach the room while hundreds of people are being shot, even though that's their job, that's what they're paid for, that's what they get pensions for, so I have the best Cadillac health care plans for. A cop's job is to risk your life to save civilians. These guys didn't think so, but let's forget that for a minute. We all know that the real heroes are SWAT. SWAT should bust down that door and breach the door of this crazy mass murderer. They didn't breach the door for well over an hour after he stopped shooting. He had committed suicide, and nobody ever had the courage to go in and breach the door. Nobody did a thing. Now, if he had kept shooting during that hour, you'd have 2,000 people dead, 3,000 people dead and wounded, 5,000. There were 30,000 people at the concert. If he had not chosen to put a gun in his mouth and commit suicide 10 minutes into the shooting, nobody ever bothered to breach the room and stop him. They were all afraid. The SWAT team was stationed a half mile away, was where their little crisis center was, and nobody ever came up except for a hero named Levi Hancock in his shorts and his Hawaiian shirt with a vest over it. He's a SWAT officer who decided on his own, off duty, to come in and do it. None of the SWAT team ever did it, correct?
Yes, it was 1 hour and 5 minutes. It was at 11:20 p.m. when Levi Hancock, with some canine officers and some patrol officers and a detective, breached that room. When they went into the room, Sean O'Donnell, another SWAT officer that arrived, he went into the room with them. There was a SWAT sniper that arrived right before that, was laying on the floor. But the LVMPD SWAT team that should have made the full entry, the full SWAT team into that room, was not there in the hotel.
Tell everybody on national TV that they had a brand new leader, obviously didn't know what he was doing. Tell them what happened to the last leader of SWAT, why he wasn't there, and he probably would have organized it well, and he could have been the hero, but where was he?
The original SWAT commander, whose name was Lieutenant Melton, I don't know what his first name is, but since July of 2017, he was on administrative leave for under investigation for defrauding an elderly couple. He was indicted in February of last year. So this other guy, I think his name was Hudler, he's never had any SWAT experience. He actually was used to be in charge of the force investigation team, who was responsible for the death investigation, which is another joke. He gave the command at 10:06, according to the documents I found, when the shooting started, on the communicators, which are the devices used by SWAT personnel, for them to respond to the South Central Area Command. Levi Hancock and one or two other guys basically said, to hell with this, we're going to go to where the shooting was. By the time they got there, of course, the shooting stopped. But the thing is, most of the team was getting ready down at the command post, half a mile down from south on the boulevard from Mandalay Bay. So Levi Hancock, we have some guys, patrol officers, canine guys, he says, you with me? And they made entry an hour and 5 minutes after the last shots were fired.
That's amazing. Not an hour and 5 minutes after the first shot was fired, an hour and 5 minutes after the last shot was fired, and Paddock had committed suicide. So let me ask you, with 30,000 people on the grounds, if this guy had kept shooting for an hour with no one breaching his room, wouldn't there have been thousands dead and wounded?
That's correct. There would have been. And that's another thing that Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's live continually with this thing, and I call him a liar because that's what he was, when he continuously said on multiple radio shows that the full SWAT team went into the room, or that was a lie, and that they had to get in so fast because they didn't want him to open fire again. Now, that was a lie, because they did not go in for an hour and 5 minutes. So Joe Lombardo's a liar. I called him a liar in the newspapers. Like I said, the whole thing that night when people were being killed, that's what people got to focus on. Two police officers and six armed Mandalay Bay security people stood by for 4 or 5 minutes, knowing people were being killed, made no attempt whatever to do anything. People say, what'd you expect them to do? Well, you know, they all had master keys to the room. Nobody wanted anybody to get killed that night, but they made no attempt. That's what's so sad. They didn't even make an attempt to do anything. Very sad.
You know, I'm not a police officer, okay? I'm not. And so I love cops. I've always loved cops. But having said that, that doesn't mean we don't have a right to report on the weaknesses. And if you don't learn from the failures, then the next time you can't do it better. So let me ask you as an amateur. I don't know that you should necessarily be a cowboy and John Wayne and charge into the room and automatic gunfire cuts you down. And nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to die, right? But you could shoot at the room to distract the guy. Couldn't someone have shot at that room to distract the mass shooting so that he would aim the bullets back at you and not at the crowd, and people could get away. Wouldn't you think that's what that eight-member security force and policemen on the floor below would have had a plan to do? That might have been a smart way to do it without necessarily terribly risking your own life?
That's exactly correct. And you got to remember something, Wayne. When those three security personnel all got on the floor because Campbell's had called in that he'd gotten shot, they were up there. I'm assuming they were communicating with him because nothing that's been released. What happened? Well, I got shot through the door. Well, obviously, you know, we put about 35 rounds down the hallway. He fired at him and the security maintenance guy that was up there. So, you know what? Put a couple more rounds into the door. You can hide in those alcoves, and that would have turned his fire down the hallway. Right. I mean, you got to do something. How do you just stand by there, for Christ's sake, for 4 to 5 minutes, and you just listen to people, you listen to the gunfire? The police officers and the security people on the 31st floor were actually listening to the police radio of people being killed and cops being shot at, running into the Mandalay Bay to try to get up to where coward cop Hendricks was, and he's stuck on the 31st floor because he said he froze, he didn't know what to do. Unbelievable. It was a total disaster. Lives could have been saved that night by Mandalay Bay security and by LVMPD, the two officers, and they didn't do anything. They just died after that.
Was any of this in the FBI report, by the way? Would they have an obligation to mention some of this? None of this was in, obviously, right? None of it.
No. The only thing we got was the BAU report. As a matter of fact, you know it was another disgrace, too? Real quick, I'll say, ABC, the thing about 2 weeks ago, they penned it as the most in-depth investigation of a mass shooting. You know they came out? They praised LVMPD and Metro. You know, they did not even bring up the coward cops and the security people who failed to take action. They didn't ask anything about Campos, why you didn't investigate those drilling noises. That's what goes back. That's before the shooting started, Wayne. Had he investigated those drilling noises, knocked on the door, something different would have happened that night. Maybe he would have fired. They would have went into the room, do a welfare check. Who knows what would have happened? But he didn't do his job.
All right, Doug Papa, compelling television and radio with, I think, with news that 99.9% of the people in America have never heard before, and you won't get it on ABC, NBC, CBS. You won't get it on any mainstream media. It's like a total, complete conspiracy to cover up what happened and to cover up the fact that it was just a cluster, you know what, and nobody did their job right. They all would act like they're heroes, and everything was done fine, and it couldn't have been prevented. And by the way, we didn't even cover the fact that it was not assigned to the homicide division. The police in Vegas assigned it to the accidental officer shooting division, who had never investigated a homicide in their lives. I got that from a lieutenant retired from homicide who called my show to say, Wayne, something terrible's happening here. Something's wrong. Anyway, Doug Papa, thank you for exposing the truth. Thank you very much. God bless. We'll be right back with calls. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cinegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cinegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cinegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cinegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere Pillows. MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Nancy Pelosi says she won't budge, not $1 for the wall. Meanwhile, the feds make the largest fentanyl bust in the history of the United States of America. They found it in a tractor trailer trying to enter the U.S. through the border checkpoint in Nogales, Arizona. Largest fentanyl bust in history. It was 395 pounds of methamphetamine and 254 pounds of fentanyl, which someone, it's not in this article, but it's someone had told me yesterday that this find was enough to kill every single American in the United States of America. If every one of us, it's enough for all of us to use it and all of us to overdose. That's the size of this bust, the largest bust in the history of America coming through the border. Liberals, Democrats, progressives, communists, wacko, commie, pinkos, socialists, Marxists, you're all idiots, you're all ignorant, or you're all bought and paid for by the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartel. Something's wrong. How do you not want to stop this that's killing American citizens and our children? You're all on the take. I know what's going on. Here in Nevada, the Republican candidates had no money. You watch TV, the Democrats, every ad was Democrats. Every ad was the Democrat for senator. Every ad was the Democrat for governor. Every ad was the Democrat for Congress. And we have no money. We're poor. We're out of money. We're the party of the rich. How could that be possible? Maybe because they're flooded with drug money. Does anybody realize that this whole country is dirty and that this may all be drug dealers financing Democrat campaigns? This is not an absurd charge I'm making. Nancy Pelosi charged that Donald Trump's an agent of Russia and that he's on Putin's payroll. Well, guess what? Saul Alinsky said, whatever you see in the mirror, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, I'm a New Yorker, I'm cynical, and I got a nose like those drug dogs. I'm telling you, I sniff out corruption like no one you've ever met. My calling in life was missed because I would have made a great detective. But I wanted to make money, I wanted to be a businessman, I wanted to make millions and go into the biz world as an entrepreneur. Well, guess what? I'm telling you, the cop and me sniffed it out. They're on the take. Democrats are being paid by the Mexican cartels to leave the wall out, to make sure there's never a wall so all the drugs get over the border. That was one lousy stop. One stop in a tractor trailer was enough drugs to kill every single American of opioid overdose, which now kills more people in car accidents. So it really could kill every American. Wow. This segment of the show is sponsored by Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group. Listen, if you don't like the mafia and you don't like the Mexican drug cartels, then you can't like the IRS, because they're worse than the Gambino crime family. Okay, there's never been a more over-the-top, overarching organization in the history of America than the IRS. And if they come after you, there's one guy who's like a superhero with an S on his chest. It is Sam Lannis, and his first name is Sam, so he should have an S on his chest, right? It's perfect. It's fitting. So Sam Lannis fought the IRS for me, beat him twice when the whole government was aimed at me because Obama was president and he was trying to destroy me. Thank you, Sam. I challenged him to come up with a program that would cost just literally pennies on the dollar for the average American, because everyone knows only rich people can afford big tax lawyers. Sam Lannis said, okay, total fee of $190 a month, and he can finalize and handle your case in 3 to 6 months with the IRS. And you get a free consultation with a tax attorney, so give him a call now. It's Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group and his new company, the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. $190, most cases solved, 3 to 6 months. April 15th, coming up fast. Any question, any problem, call him at 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. That's 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's 800-934-3578, or go to wehelpyou.com with the letter U. Let's grab Ron on line three. Ronald from South Dakota. Ron, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself, Wayne?
Good. You may be the only call tonight, so I don't know how you got that lucky, but out of thousands of people trying to call in, I used the whole show for the Vegas massacre, and then I just spent some time talking about, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the Mexican drug cartels. So I think you're it, my man, for the whole night. You're a lucky man. You won the lottery. What's on your mind? Go.
Well, I got a question I'd like to pose.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, how was this guy able to get past security, bringing wood and tools, bags of weapons, in a hotel that has cameras everywhere? And nobody stopped them and questioned them.
Well, that's another issue I covered in my newspaper columns, and nobody seemed to care. I have so many MGM employees who contacted me, called me, texted me, emailed me, who said, Wayne, the rules of MGM, which are set up by the CEO, Jim Urin, who I've been a huge critic of. I think he's awful. And I think he had a lot to do with this, because it was his lack of security that allowed this to happen. And this guy had orders to every MGM employee, never ask a question that would offend a high roller. If this guy's a big gambler, you don't ask a single question, because if you take a chance at offending him and he moves to another casino and loses his $100,000 next week there, I'm going to fire you on the spot. So they were all afraid to ask a single question of Stephen Paddock, who was a huge high roller. He gambled millions of dollars. Millions. On the video slot machines. So nobody's willing to ask him a question. That was the rules of the CEO. And there were so many other weaknesses. They didn't have a crisis response team. Every other hotel has a SWAT response team. MGM Properties didn't have it. They were trying to save money. They slashed the security budget. But I noticed the CEO, Jim Urin, he took $10 million a year in bonuses. So all the money went to him. None of the money went to security. He fired all the full-time security guys, and he hired part-time. These are stories coming to me from security people who either work at MGM or used to work at MGM. Fired the full-time guys who knew what they were doing and hired a bunch of part-time minimum wage people. And that's probably how you wound up with this Jesus Campos, who was the key to this whole case. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We broke big stories tonight. War Now. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.